Welcome to Law Talk Live. I am Jeffrey Meldon, founder of Meldon Law, and we are going to have a great show today. It's Christmas time, and we're going to be giving away a bunch of gifts. I'm celebrating Hanukkah this weekend, starting Sunday, and that's an exciting event. We're going to all get together tomorrow night over at the Matheson Museum. If you haven't heard about it, Meldon Law has sponsored a great exhibit at the Matheson that we produced music of in the 1970s in Gainesville, Florida, including the Great Southern Music Hall. For those of you that have been around Gainesville for a while, you'll remember the great shows at the Great Southern Music Hall. And there is a retrospective of pictures that famous photographer John Moran did at the Great Southern during the 1974-75 seasons. And we had some really incredible artists. I was fixing up the office yesterday and had some of the photos on the wall. Amazing artists, you know, Waylon Jennings, Muddy Waters, Jimmy Buffett. We had Minnie Riperton. There was, my favorite, Tina Turner. And we had Ray Charles. There was, the list goes on and on and on and on. For those of you that know Gainesville music scene, Bo Diddley was there. We had an incredible array of talent for 5 years. So check it out. The Matheson Museum, it's located on East University Avenue next to the main library, the 500 block of East University Avenue, and you'll see an amazing exhibit. It's free. Today it's open from 12 to 4 if you want to check it out. It's by each artist that performed there. There's a QR code, and you just put your phone up there, and a song on YouTube comes up by that artist. So we've really been proud of what's been going on, and the exhibit's going to be there for a long time. As a matter of fact, tomorrow night we're taking over the Matheson Museum for the Meldon Law Holiday Party, and it's going to be quite an event. We're very excited about that. So we're wrapping up the year, like all of our listeners. It's a pretty exciting time. This, of course, is our 21st year on the sky. We completed 20 years on the sky in September, and we're rolling in to our 21st year with, you know, all of our excitement and growth at the law firm. I want to do something special this this weekend. We're going to be giving away a $50 gift certificate to Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. All you have to do is call in and ask a question here at the Sky. The phone number, 877-975-9825. That's 877-975-9825. Call in and ask any question. It doesn't have to be on the law. It can be on anything else. However, what is topical today is that our beloved Florida Gators are playing Oregon State at 2:30, and it's going to be quite a challenge. I can tell you that the line has moved down in favor of the Gators. We're only an 8.5-point underdog right now. Earlier it was close to 10 points. If you look at the likelihood of winning, certainly Oregon State is favored. However, we have about a 1 out of 3 chance of winning. And as they said in Dumb and Dumber, so you're saying we have a chance. And I think that's the reality of it. We're starting quarterback Jack Miller III with his first collegiate start. So we're playing number 14, Oregon State, who's got 9-3 record. And we're starting a quarterback that's never started a game before. It's kind of interesting. Although Miller was going to be the backup to Anthony Richardson at the beginning of the season. However, he busted up his right thumb and required surgery. So he's coming back, but he has been in the rotation and practicing most of the fall. So Billy Napier says we're going to have a real quarterback there, and there's lots of sparks that could fly. Okay, it looks like we've got a call coming in from Terry. Terry, this is Jeffrey Meldon. How you doing?
Hey, guys. How are you this morning?
Great, great. What's up?
I had a question. It doesn't really relate to car insurance or insurance in particular, I guess. I've always had a legal question about how much information do you legally have to provide to a law enforcement officer that pulls you over for whatever reason. I see occasionally in the news or wherever about people who refuse to identify themselves, who refuse to provide certain information to law enforcement. How legal is that? What are the requirements in Florida or nationwide that pertains to that?
Well, I'll tell you a story. Okay, there was a famous DJ in Gainesville named Don Reed who became an attorney. And Don used to like to go down to Lillian's music store and have a drink or two. And he told me a story about how he was driving home one night and right at Northwest 6th Street and Northwest 8th Avenue in Gainesville. He was pulled over by the police, and he pulled out his driver's license. And since police need probable cause to stop you, he didn't want to encounter the police and have them smell alcohol on his breath. So he just cracked the window about 1 inch, took his driver's license out, and handed the his driver's license to the officer. And the officer took a look at it. I think he figured out who he was, and told Don to drive carefully home. So the answer to your question is, if you provide a driver's license to the officer, you've probably supplied enough information for that officer to evaluate the situation. Sometimes they want registration on the vehicle as well. So the legal answer is you do have to give them identifying information. Besides that, though, you don't need to engage the officer and give them more information. Does that answer your question? Okay, it looks like we're going to go to a quick 60-second break here, and we're going to be back and follow up on that question. We'll be back in 1971, we established the Meldon Law Firm, and since that time, the firm has been dedicated to getting the justice our clients deserve after being seriously injured in an accident. Our commitment to this community is paramount, and we won't back down in representing our clients. Meldon Law is the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, now with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City. Okay, we're back on Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon, founder of Meldon Law, and we've been practicing in Gainesville, Florida since 1971. My son, Kerry Meldon, is my law partner, and we have grown from 12 people 3 years ago to 35. Now we've got offices in Gainesville, Ocala, Lake City, and South Florida. So give us a call anytime. It's free. You can just Google us and look it up, Meldon Law, M-E-L-D-O-N, or give us a call at 352-3500. 373-8000. We're giving away $50 gift certificates to Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. All you have to do is give us a call here. Terry had a very interesting question with regard to what are you obligated to do with regard to cooperating with police officers if you're stopped? And the answer is you do have to identify yourself either through a driver's license or something else. And be as cooperative as possible without giving information that might wind up having you arrested. I always tell people, use common sense. If you haven't done anything wrong, you haven't been drinking and all that, try to be cooperative and see what you can do to extricate yourself from the situation. Anyhow, give us a call at the Sky, 877-975-9825 for your free $50 gift certificate to Spurrier's Gridiron Grill, where we broadcast our podcast every Tuesday at 4 p.m. It's called Meldon Law and Friends, and we have had some great guests, including the head ball coach, Steve Spurrier. And it's you can go and look at the archives of all the amazing guests that we've had on the show. We've got a call here from Kelly. Kelly?
Yes.
Hi, Kelly. What's up?
Hi. Nothing. I was just calling about the Spurrier.
Yeah. So let me tell you why we're giving away these gift certificates for Spurrier. We have a good relationship with the head ball coach and Freddie Wiebe, who's the managing partner over at Spurrier's, and we like to promote our local businesses, and Spurrier's is, we're over there at least once a week, if not more, and for those of you that haven't been to Spurrier's, it's a museum, and it's also an incredible restaurant, farm to table, and the food is outstanding, and the experience is amazing. So we always like to give a shout out to our good friends over at Spurrier's Gridiron Grill at Celebration Point. Have you ever been out there, Kelly?
No, not to Spurrier's, but to Celebration Point.
Okay, well, now you're going to get a $50 gift certificate to Spurrier's to go out there and have a nice holiday meal and enjoy yourself. And it's really a blast. Give yourself some time because you want to take a look at the museum as well as have a great dinner. So have a wonderful holiday, Kelly. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you for calling, Kelly. Okay. Yeah, we're rocking and rolling here. A lot of great things have been happening at Meldon Law. We are able to serve more people now because we opened a major office in Ocala right across the street from Advent Hospital on South Pine Avenue, which is also known as 441. And our staff has been growing, and we're fully staffed. Ian Pickens, who is one of our great lawyers at Meldon Law, is the managing partner over there at the Ocala office, and we have a terrific team there. Stop by anytime, and you can get a free Meldon Law tumbler with the Gator logo on it. We always love partnering with the Gators. Oh, by the way, I had a blast. I went with the football team on the plane up to Vanderbilt. And what a fun time. The only problem was we lost the game, and it was a little quiet on the plane coming back. But we got to hang out with Coach Spurrier and a little bit with the team, and saw how it works. And we're very excited. We really are looking forward to a terrific experience with the Gator football team as it grows into a championship caliber team. Give it time. I know Gators are impatient, but we are going to be great again. So that's something that, you know, we need to remember that we're in a very, very competitive league. We've got to grow our players in the mold that Coach Spurrier wants. A lot of people don't realize that the coaching staff, they try to recruit players that fit their scheme of football. And when Coach Spurrier came in, he's been working with, some other Dan Mullins, players. And it was difficult. He brought in a couple top players, Cyrus O'Terrence, who wound up, is going to be probably first round, if not second round, NFL pick, and some others. However, I've been over there to the new football operation facility in the training center, and it's amazing. They spent almost $100 million on that building in order to make the experience better, and it helps a lot in recruiting. Looks like we got a call here from Richard. Hey, Richard, what's up?
Question. The governor just signed the new a new law into effect on car insurance. Could that have any effect with the folks around here, or you people, or whatever?
Okay, well, first of all, my understanding is the law dealt with property insurance because of the
that's correct. I'm sorry, I misstated that.
Yeah, so here's what's going on. Because we are the state of Florida, we happen to have more hurricanes and more property losses than any other state in the country. Certainly more than, Texas or California, New York, which are the other three biggest states. And wind up having a, for lack of a better term, triple storm here, because you have a lot of people moving to Florida, a lot of people building. And where do they build? They build on the coast. Us in North Central Florida, of course, don't experience the kind of devastation that the folks in Fort Myers and other places build. However, if you took a look at the population of Florida, probably 80% of the people are on the coast. We're going to take a quick break on Law Talk Live. And we'll be back in 60 seconds to finish up the answer to that question. Since 1971, Meldon Law has been dedicated to giving back to our community. Our Veterans Making a Difference program honors the over 20,000 veterans in North Central Florida. We're here for our veterans, our community, and we'll be there when you need someone on your side after a serious accident. Meldon Law, the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, now with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City. Welcome back to Meldon Law's Law Talk Live here at the Sky. I'm going to finish up discussing the new property law. Because Florida is a hurricane-prone state, the losses for property insurance are great. Our rates here are triple the rates in the rest of the rest compared to the rest of the country. So even with us paying three times what the rest of the country pays for property insurance, which includes, hurricanes, it includes any other fire damage to your home and things like that. Fire damage is usually consistent with, the rest of the country. The big deal is, hurricanes. And a hurricane comes through like we've had this year, too, and causes catastrophic damage, and all of a sudden you have $50 billion of estimated losses, and it upsets the market. So the Florida legislature basically has gone and tried to figure out what can they do to keep the insurance companies in the market. Now, the result was a law that protected insurance companies, not consumers. So if you start buying property insurance in the next year, you're going to have different policies. It's a contract. And the contract basically is going to give you a lot less protection than you had before. However, the legislature was faced with a dilemma, which is major insurance companies fleeing the state of Florida, where people couldn't buy insurance. And there is a state insurance company called Citizens. However, the state of Florida didn't want to be in the insurance company and in the insurance business, and everybody was fleeing to Citizens just to get insurance. So we're basically going to get screwed, but it's just the only option, unless we want to pay six or seven times more than the rest of the country in order to keep people in the market. So basically, your new 2023 property insurance policies are going to have provisions in them where you're really not getting a whole lot for paying premiums that are three times the rest of the country. However, it's hopeful that major property insurance carriers will come back into the market because their exposure to paying out major damages is less. So say there's a $50 billion hurricane that comes through Florida next year. Instead of having to pay $25 or $35 or $40 billion in losses, they might have to pay $12 or $15 billion in losses. And they're going to be charging higher premiums. So presumably they'll be able to make a profit out of that. So that's how property insurance works. And all I can tell you is put a bunch of money aside, because when your roof blows off, you ain't going to get a new roof. What you're going to get is half of a roof, and you got to pay for the other half of the roof. So that's the bottom line. However, you'll be able to buy insurance for half your roof. So, look at it from the bright side and put aside. Don't be surprised, though, when your $20,000 property loss, you're only going to get half of it paid by your insurance company, and you're going, well, wait a minute, I'm paying astronomic premium. So that's the way it works. Anyhow, we're going to take another call here from Rob. Good morning, Rob. How you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing, buddy?
Great. What's going on?
I got a question about liability. Situation is this. What kind of personal liability would I have? I've co-signed on a couple of auto loans for my children. I've already done one. I'm fixing to do another. If you're the co-signer on a loan, what kind of personal liability am I exposed to if they were to go out and have an accident?
Well, merely signing on a loan agreement does not expose you to personal liability. What exposes you to personal liability is being the co-owner on a vehicle. Now, some banks and credit unions require you to be on the title. You do not want to be on the title with your kid on a car, unless you go, I'm willing to take the risk and go out and buy a lot of insurance. I wrote this book, Buying Florida Auto Insurance. It's free. Just go to the Meldon Law website. But the bottom line is, get a ton of insurance, particularly if, they're kids that are younger, because younger kids get into more crashes than, older seasoned drivers. So if it's just signing a loan agreement, that is an ownership. Once you get into either being the owner or the driver of a vehicle causing a crash, then you're legally responsible for any damage that caused either personal injury or property damage.
Okay. Well, thank you for clearing that up for me.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling, Rob. And we're going to send Rob and everybody else a $50 gift certificate to Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. I'm Jeffrey Meldon with Meldon Law. And if anybody's in a crash, give us a call at the office. We'll be glad to go over your case and help you through it. 352-373-8000. And I'll tell you, we really work at giving first-class service. We've been trained by professionals that run the Ritz-Carlton chain, and we pride ourselves on giving folks Ritz-Carlton service. I hate to say it, but there's a bunch of deceiving ads on TV by lawyers who talk about all these results and they get, and we exceed those results on a case-by-case basis. We'll put our results up against anybody. You know, you have lawyers going on TV with people saying, so-and-so got me this much money. However, you know, how do you get $1 million settlement in a case? You have a $2 million case. And that's what a lot of these law firms do. They take a $2 million case, they get $1 million for the case, and then they put the people on TV and say, I got $1 million. So-and-so got me $1 million. Well, if you had come to Meldon Law, you would have gotten $2 million. So, you know, what can you say about that? So when you listen to these ads, think about Meldon Law. If I really want to get a good result, call Meldon Law. And, you know, we pride ourselves on having individual service. Our case managers who help me and Carrie run the personal injury department in at Meldon Law really focus in on not being overloaded. We, you know, some of our other law firms around here, they'll have one case manager might have 150 or 200 cases. At Meldon Law, it's rarely over 50 to 75 cases. And we do that because we want to give individualized attention and make sure that we get every possible result. We're getting to the end of the show at Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon. Give us a call anytime. We'll be glad to help. And we're going to see you next week. And all I can tell you is 2:30 today. Check out the Florida Gators, the new edition. And see if we can root our Gators back to success. So I'm going to give a shout out to our beloved Florida Gators. And we'll see you next week. And have yourself a terrific time. Go Gators!